इति नामिने Devate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Anto Shabajan. Shabajan. Chapter 18, text number 56. I Ushaliu Shajia. Shabajan Ushaliu Shajia. Vasinin Fanwan. Sarva Karmani Apisadha. Kurvano Madvaya Pashraya. Mad Prasadad Avapnoti. Shashvatam Padamavyayam.
《国家梵歌》第十八章第五十六节，译文：我的纯粹奉献者，即使从事各种各样的活动，也能在我的保护下，靠我的恩典到达我永恒不朽的住所。要只留十二帕帕提供 ，Mad Vipassaya 一词的意思是，在至尊主的保护下。 为摆脱物质污染，纯粹的奉献者在至尊主的指导下行动，或者在至尊主的代表、灵性导师的指导下行动。纯粹的奉献者不受时间的限制，他在至尊主的指导下，一百分之百一天二十四小时的忙于做各种事情。主对这样的一位满怀 Krishna 知觉的奉献者极其仁慈，尽管困难重重。 他最终还是会被置于超然的住所 Krishna Loka， 他毫无疑问得到了进入那里的保证。那个至高无上的住所里没有变化，一切都是永恒不朽并充满知识的。
Om Ajnana Tamarandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chaksurumilitan Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Vancha kaupa tarubhyascha kripa sindhu vaivacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So this 18th chapter is a summary of the contents of the Bhagavad Gita.
这第十八章是国家梵歌的一个总括。
In the first section, in the first 12 verses of the chapter, Lord Krishna covers the first 6 chapters of the Bhagavad Gita.
在前面的第十二章中，Krishna讲述，在前面的第十二个时节中， Krishna 讲了六章，六章，在。 第十八章的前面十二个世界，它概括了前面六章的内容。
The first section of Bhagavad Gita covers Karma Yoga.
国家梵歌的第一部分讲述的是业报瑜伽内容。
And then Krishna speaks about Jnana Yoga, which is discussed in the final 6 chapters.
然后呢， Krishna 在国家梵歌最后的六章讲述了。
But now, in this section of the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna is describing Bhakti Yoga.
现在呢，在这一部分内容中， Krishna 讲述了是奉爱瑜伽。
He has explained that we can sacrifice the results of our work for Him, and in this way we will come to Him.
他在集中讲到，我们可以牺牲我们活动的结果，这样子的话，我们就能够达到他。
And he has explained also that by cultivating knowledge, we can come to the platform of Brahman.
他同时还讲到，我通过培养知识，我们可以达到凡的程度。
And then we can engage in devotional service.
然后我们就能使自己处于奉献服务之中。
So in the verse we read this morning, Krishna described that by pure devotional service, one can enter into his abode.
就像我们今天早上讲到的内容是，通过奉献服务，人们可以达到他的王国，进入他的王国。
So when we have that, when we have consciousness of Krishna.
也就是说，当我们具有 Krishna， 也就是说我们具有 Krishna 知觉。
We have to be thinking. We have to be conscious of Krishna.
我们必须知觉到 Krishna.
Just like we can be doing things, but in our mind we're thinking about our home and our family.
正如我们虽然身体在做这个事情，但是我们的头脑里却想着我们的家人，我们其他事情。
Just like you ladies have come away from your home.
就好像在座的各位女士们，你们离开家里，来到这里。
And although we're here and chanting Hare Krishna and hearing about Krishna.
虽然我们人在这里唱着 Krishna， 讲着 Krishna。
But in your mind you can be thinking about your home and your husband or your family.
可是呢，我们脑子里可能还想着啊，家里的事情，家人，丈夫。孩子。
So that is not Krishna consciousness.
所以那这不是 Krishna 知觉。
When we think of the family and the relatives, and that is body consciousness.
当我们想念我们的家人，我们的亲戚的时候，这是躯体的知觉。
But we have to become Krishna conscious.
但是我们必须具有 Krishna 知觉。
This, the qualification to go back to Godhead is not just that I'm initiated.
回归神首的资格并不是说是做作。
Qualification to go back to Godhead, you cannot say because I'm initiated, I have to go back to Godhead.
回归神首的资格并不是启迪，并不是说我启迪了，我就有资格回归神首。
You can't say because I'm second initiated, so I have to go back to Godhead.
我们也不能说我经过二次启迪了，所以我可以回归神首了。
And certainly, there's no material qualification to go back to Godhead.
毫无疑问，要回归神首，其中不掺杂任何物质的资格。
The qualification is you have to be conscious of Krishna.
所具有的资格应该是我们必须能够知觉到 Krishna。
And when we are conscious of Krishna, then we will do everything very nice.
当我们知觉到 Krishna 的时候，我们做任何事情都会做很好。
Because we're doing it for Krishna.
因为我们这样做是为了 Krishna.
So we must do it nice.
所以我们必须把它做好。
Just like when we dress the deities, we will dress them very nice.
就好像我们给神像穿衣服的时候，他们要穿得很好，很漂亮。
When we decorate the altar, do it very nicely.
当我们装饰神坛的时候，我们应该把它装饰得很好。
This is our devotion.
这就是我们的份爱。
And we have to keep the temple clean always.
我们应该总是使庙宇很洁净。
But we have to also keep our heart clean.
同时我们还应该使我们内心洁净。
Our heart is also a temple.
我们的内心也是一座庙宇。
And in our heart there is Radha and Krishna.
在我们的心中有 Radha 和 Krishna.
We have to make their temple very clean.
我们必须使这个庙宇非常洁净。
We have to get rid of all the dirt from our heart.
我们必须去除所有内心的污秽。
What is that dirt?
这个污秽是什么呢？
Lust,
色欲,
anger,
愤怒,
greed,
贪婪,
envy,
嫉妒,
madness,
疯狂,
illusion,
迷幻。
Many things are there in our heart.
在心中有很多很多东西。
We have to get them out.
我们必须把它们去除。
How will we get them out?
我们怎么把它去除呢？
Only by, Lord Chaitanya says, Chaito Darpana Marjana.
主简单讲说 Chaito Darpana Marjana.
The first verse of Shikshastika.
这就是八心规的第一个十节。
Lord Chaitanya is describing how we can clean the heart.
主陈天雅在其中描述讲到了我们怎么能净化内心。
The heart is compared to a mirror.
内心被比喻作是一面镜子。
Just like we have glass here, you can see the glass. Sometimes the room gets condensed and the steam forms on the glass. You can't see through the glass.
就好像我们在房间这个看到这玻璃窗，里面的
steam the
空那个水蒸气覆盖在上面，我们就不能看到外面的景样子。
So in the same way, when you have a mirror, then you know it gets dirty. You have to clean it.
就好像如果我们有一面镜子，上面积了灰尘，我们必须把它擦干净。
Just like when you wear these eyeglasses, you have to clean them to, you know, all the dust and things which forms or collects on them.
就好像这个眼镜，我们必须把上面的灰尘擦干净，这样才能看得清。
So the same way, our heart is like that.
同样，我们的心也是如此。
You have to clean all the dirt away from the heart.
我们必须把内心的所有的脏东西都擦干净。
And then we can taste the pleasure of the holy name of Krishna.
这样我们才能够品味到 Krishna 圣名的甘露。
We don't taste it. We taste a little pleasure in chanting.
我们唱诵的时候有一点点品味快乐。
But we're not tasting the full pleasure.
但是我们并没有品味到完全的快乐。
Because our heart has so much dirt.
因为我们的心有那么多脏东西。
We have so many attachments.
我们有那么多的依附。
So many desires.
那么多的欲望。
We have to develop pure consciousness.
我们必须培养纯粹的知觉。
So Krishna says, when we are fully conscious of Him, then we can go to His abode.
所以 Krishna 说，当一个人完全知觉到他，就能够回归他的王国。
But if there's some dirt still in the heart, we cannot go.
但是，一旦我们内心还有些脏东西，我们就回不去。
If we have some material desire, we'll have to come back again.
如果我们还有一些物质的欲望，我们必须再回来。
If we have some anger still in the heart towards someone,
如果我们内心对某个人还有愤怒，
then will stop us going back to Godhead.
这就会阻止我们回归神手。
We have to be completely free of all these things.
我们必须完全从这些事情中挣脱出来。
And when we take full shelter of Krishna, then we are hearing tonight, Krishna says how he protects the devotee.
但是一旦人完全脱离 Krishna, 我们在今天这个世界中讲 Krishna 会保护他的奉献者。
Now, first of all, the verse describes that the devotee will be engaged in all kinds of activities.
首先其中讲到奉献者会把自己完全投入于各种各样的奉献服务之中。
That means devotee does not mean we stop. I'm devotee now. I don't do any activities.
这就意味着说，我们成了奉献者，并不是说我现在是奉献者了，我现在什么都不做了。
No, devotee, one who is devotee is busy in all kinds of activities.
不是这样子的，奉献者总是忙于做各种各样的奉献服务。
He has many things to do in the service of Krishna.
他们为了服务 Krishna 有很多事情要做。
Don't sit like that. Yeah. Cannot put the hand. Cannot put that. It's not allowed, right? Yeah.
就不能不要就抱着这个腿。
So, devotee is always engaged in Krishna's service.
因此奉献者总是投身于奉献服务。
Prabhupada says 24 hours a day.
帕帕在这里讲到是一天24个小时。
That doesn't mean we have to give up sleeping.
这并不意味着说我们要放弃睡眠。
But it means that when we sleep, we also do that as a service for Krishna.
也但是确实说，我们睡觉是为了为 Krishna 做服务。
That we have to keep the body healthy to use it the next day in Krishna's service.
我们必须使身体健康，能够在第二天再继续做奉献服务。
So becoming a devotee does not mean we stop all the activities.
所以成为奉献者并不是说我们就停止了所有的活动。
But we stop all the nonsense activities.
而是停止了所有荒谬的活动。
Yeah, we say no meat, no fish, no egg.
我们讲就是不吃鱼肉蛋。
No intoxication.
没有不吸食麻醉品。
No gambling.
不赌博。
No illicit sex.
不过非法性生活。
Yeah, we say many times we have to say no, no, no.
我们经常说对这些我们应该说不不不。
But we say no nonsense, all nonsense things.
这些都是荒谬的活动。
But we say yes to Krishna's service.
但是我们对 Krishna 的对 Krishna 服务，我们说好，是的，要。
Yeah, we are eager to do service for Krishna.
我们迫切的渴望做为 Krishna 服务。
Chanting and dancing.
唱诵，聆听。
Worshipping the deity.
跳舞，崇拜神像。
Cooking and cleaning.
烹饪，清洁。
Cooking means cleaning also. When you cook, you must also clean.
烹饪同时也意味着打扫洁净，因为当我们去为 Krishna 烹饪的时候，我们必须使一切都保持洁净。
When Prabhupada would cook, he would always leave the kitchen very clean.
当圣帕帕的去烹饪的时候，他总是使厨房保持很干净。
In India, you can judge the standards of the different hotels where they cook food.
在印度的话，我们可以通过他们所烹调的食物来了解一个宾馆的这个知觉程度。
You just have to look. You have to look at the kitchen and look at their pots.
我们必须去他们的厨房看看他们厨房，然后看看他们的那个水槽。干净不干净
the pot when Prabhupada would have the pots cleaned both inside and outside also
圣帕帕的他要使锅子保持洁净同不光是里面要干净而且外面也要干净
yeah he would have the devotees scrub the pot inside and then scrub the outside of the pot also
他会告诉奉献者是要锅子里面要干净同时锅子外面要保持洁净
Because you're using it for Krishna.
因为这是用来为 Krishna 做服务的。
Just like also Artic paraphernalia, brass, we have to keep them clean.
就好像这个 Artic 盘那个铜盘也要使它们干净。
Yeah, we have to polish them regularly.
我们应该经常使它们擦它们，让它们光亮。
And the kartals, we have to polish them.
那个脑脖也要经常擦。
You can see the deities are shining because they're being polished, cleaned every day.
我们看到神像非常有光彩，因为他们每天都擦、都沐浴、
so,
都洁净。
The same way, we have to clean the heart.
同样，我们也必须清洁内心。
This is our main activity.
这是我们主要的活动。
Devotees are Brahmins.
奉献者是婆罗门。
A Vaishnava is on a position higher than the Brahmana.
因为 Vaishnava 他的地位是高于婆罗门的。
So a Brahmana is known by his cleanliness. He will be clean.
婆罗门就是以他的洁净而著称的。
There's a saying, cleanliness is next to godliness.
有句俗语说，洁净仅次于神性。
So godly people will be clean.
所以具有神性的人会应该是很洁净的。
This is one of our main activities as devotees.
这是我们奉献者作为奉献者的一项主要的活动。
So Krishna is saying that because the devotees are always engaged in his service, he protects them.
所以 Krishna 在这里讲到， 因为他的奉献者总是使自己自律与奉献服务，所以他保护他们。
In another place in Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna has said, Mahatmanas tamam parta daivim prakriti mashrita vajanti ananyamanaso gyatva bhutadim avyayam. Krishna is saying, my devotees, my pure devotees, are under the protection of the divine energy.
在《薄伽梵歌》中有一个世界中，朱晨天也讲过，刚才梵文就是，通 Krishna 通过他的能量来保护他的奉献者。
They are under the protection of divine energy because they are always engaged in Krishna's service.
Krishna 通过他神圣的力量能量来保护他奉献者。是因为他们总是使自己处于奉献服务当中。
Krishna always reciprocates with his devotees.
Krishna 总是和他奉献者互相交流回应。
As we surrender to Krishna, Krishna rewards us.
当我们向 Krishna 臣服的时候， Krishna 会给我们奖赏。
If we think of Krishna 5 minutes a day,
如果我们一天只花五分钟时间来想 Krishna,
then Krishna will think of us 5 minutes a day.
所以这样子的话， Krishna 也会一天花五分钟时间来想我们。
But if you think of Krishna 24 hours a day, Krishna will think of you 24 hours a day.
但是如果我们一天24小时讲 Krishna, Krishna 也会一天24小时想我们。
We see.Prahlad Maharaj and how he was protected by Krishna.
我们知道，帕拉达 Maharaj 他是怎么受到 Krishna 的保护的。
His father tried to kill him in so many ways.
他的父亲想通过各种各样方法来杀死他。
He had him put in a well where there were poisonous snakes.
他把他，他父亲把他丢到一个蛇洞里。
And there were poisonous snakes, yeah.
这些都是具有致命的毒的蛇。
But they did not bite him.
但是他们却没有咬他。
Because Krishna is in the heart of the snakes also.
因为 Krishna 也在这些毒蛇的心中。
And he told the snakes not to bite him.
他告诉这些毒蛇不要咬 Prahladji.
Then Prahlad was to be trampled by elephants.
然后普拉达又一次差要被那些大象踩死。
But Krishna's in the heart of the elephants also.
但是 Krishna 也在这些大象的心中。
So the elephants also didn't harm Prahlad.
所以这些大象也不会没有伤害普拉达。
So then they took him up a mountain and they threw him off the top of the mountain.
所以呢，他们就把普拉达带到这个山上，把他丢下去。
But all, when he fell down, all everything he landed on, all the rocks, they all became soft, just like foam.
但是一旦这个 Prahlada 的躯体跌到这个地面的时候，所有的岩石接触它的地方都变得非常非常柔软。
Because Krishna, this is all Krishna's energy.
因为它们都是 Krishna 的能量。
Krishna's in everything, in the stones also.
Krishna 无所不在，同样也在这些石头里。
And so Prahlad fell from a mountain, but these stones they were not harmed; they were soft for him.
所以呢 ，Prahlad 虽然从山上被丢下来，但是他跌落的那个地方，却没有伤害他，是因为这些石头都变得非常柔软。
Then they tried to put him in boiling oil to cook him.
然后他们把他们丢到那个油锅里。
But the oil became cool.
但是那个油锅突然凉下来。
Because oil is also another Krishna's energy.
因为油也是 Krishna 的那种能量。
Krishna was protecting him.
Krishna 在保护他。
Materialistic people, they don't take shelter of Krishna.
物质主义的人，他们不会脱避于 Krishna.
They try to protect themselves.
他们努力地想保护自己。
We were seeing when we went for the walk today. Many houses have got the big dog.
当我们今天在路上走的时候，有很多家里人 有很多人家都养了狗，他们看到我们哇哇大叫。
They got the dog to protect them.
他们养狗是为了想用狗来保护自己。
Or we put big locks on the door to keep out people.
嗯，同样，人们还在门上挂个大锁，使人们不其他人不能进入。
If you've got more money, then you will pay for a guard.
如果有更多钱的话，就会雇一个保镖。
And then when people come, they cannot bother you, they cannot disturb you.
然后其他人来的时候呢，那些来访者呢就不会骚扰到主人。
Materialistic people take shelter of their family.
物质主义者他们托庇于自己的家庭。
And they think my family will protect me.
他们认为我的家人会保护我。
They will never let anything bad happen to me.
他们不会让我遭受任何不好的事情。
We will take shelter. We will have an insurance policy. We will have a big insurance on our life.
我们可能会去做一个人寿保险。
And this way we can protect ourselves.
这样子的话，我们就能保护自己。
But we cannot protect ourselves from the law of nature.
但是我们却不能使自己从
the laws of nature
大自然的法则中挣脱出来。
We're all under the control of the laws of nature.
我们全都是受控于大自然的法则。
Prabhupada told that he had one man, he knew one man, he was a scientist and he was doing research.
帕帕曾经讲过，有一位科学家，他是做研究的。
And then he heard he had a very bad disease and he was going to die soon.
但是他听说自己得了一种非常严重的疾病，可能不久就要死亡。
So he pleaded with the doctor. He told the doctor, please, I have to live for 4 more years.
所以呢，他请求医生，他说，我必须再要活四年。
But the doctor said, I'm sorry, I don't have the power.
但是医生说，啊，对不起，我没有这个能力。
Your disease is fatal. You won't last 4 years.
你的命是你的病是致命的，所以你最多活不过一年。
And another man, he was so worried about death, he thought, "I will protect myself."
还有一个人，他非常担心死，害怕死亡，所以他就说，觉得我自己我要使自己免于死亡。
So he took stool.And he covered his whole body with stool.
所以呢，他就拿了一些大便，然后把全身都抹上这个大便。
And he thought, now nobody will come near me.
他想啊，现在没有人敢靠近我。
Even Yamaraj won't come.
阎罗王也不敢，亚麻拉都不敢靠近我。
He thought in this way he could protect himself from Yamaraj.
他认为这样子，他就使自己可以不受亚麻拉免于亚麻拉吉的那个被抓去。
But we cannot protect ourselves from old age. We cannot protect ourselves from death.
但是却他们却不能使自己免于年老，免于。
When our time in this world is finished, then we have to leave. We have to take another body.
当我们这个躯体变老的时候，我们必须离开。
But we can still protect ourselves.
但是我们仍然可以保护自己。
How do we protect ourselves?
我们怎么来保护自己呢？
Devotees, we protect ourselves by just like Draupadi when she was in danger. How did she protect herself?
奉献者保护自己方法就像 Draupadi 一样。当他处于危险之中的时候，他怎么保护自己呢？
We see how great devotees protect themselves.
我们看到一位奉献者，他是如何保护自己的。
Now Draupadi was lost in the gambling match. Her husband's made her a bet, and they lost when they threw dice, and they lost their wife.
Draupadi 在一场赌博中。Draupadi 被她的丈夫当作赌注输给了对方。
So she became the property of Duryodhana and all his brothers.
她最后成为杜尤德那和他兄弟们的财产。
And she became their servant.
她成了他们的仆人。
So the first thing they did was they untied her hair.
所以他们第一件事就是把她的头发给扯
了。It was a great disgrace.
这是一种非常大的耻辱。
Because in the Vedic culture, the women all had hair tied up. They would cover their hair. They would not let any man see their hair untied.
因为在按照伟大传统，因为妇女她就把她的头发卷起来，然后盖起来，她不应该让别人看到自己披头散发的样子。
So when they won her in the match, the first thing they did, they untied her hair.
所以他们首先第一件事做的就是把她头发给扯。
And then they tried to take off her sari.
然后他们想要去把她的纱丽给扯下来。
And she was fighting. She was holding on, trying to fight.
她在挣扎，在反抗。
But she was a woman, and they were strong, powerful men.
但是她只是一介女子，他们其他人都是一些强壮的男子。
How could she protect herself?
她怎么能保护自己呢？
Then she remembered she had to call out.
然后忽然她记起来，她必须向 Krishna 呼唤。
Although she had five husbands, they could not help her.
尽管她有五位丈夫，但是他们却救不了她。
She only person who could help her was Krishna.
唯一能够救她的人就是 Krishna.
She called out to Krishna.
所以她向 Krishna 呼唤。
Govinda.
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 And Krishna came in the form of her sari.
然后 Krishna 以纱丽的形式来了。
Why did Krishna come in the form of her sari?
为什么 Krishna 以纱丽的形式出现呢？
There's a nice story.
有一个非常甜美的故事。
One time before this incident, Draupadi was peeling Krishna was peeling an apple for himself.
就在这个事情发生之前呢 ，Krishna 有一次呢自己在削一个苹果。
And when he was using the knife slipped and he cut his finger.
那他在用刀子的时候呢，刀子滑，然后把上的手给割伤了。
So Draupadi immediately tore some cloth from her sari.
所以呢 ，Draupadi 立刻把从自己的纱丽上扯下一块。
And she used that piece of cloth of her sari to put the bandage on Krishna's finger.
她用这块纱丽呢给 Krishna 包扎起来。
So Krishna told her that day, he said, "In the future, I will repay you for this."
所以呢 ，Krishna 对她讲，以后呢我会报答你的。
Because she took some cloth from her sari to bind Krishna's finger, so Krishna.When Draupadi's sari was being removed, Krishna came as an unlimited sari.
因为他从自己的纱丽上扯下一块给 Krishna 包扎，所以呢 ，Krishna 在后来就以纱丽的形式来拯救他。
If you give even a little to Krishna, Krishna gives so much in return.
如果我们即使只给 Krishna 一点点 ，Krishna 却以很多很多的东西来回报。
Actually, I said, if you think of Krishna, he will think of you 5 minutes. He will think of you more than 5 minutes.
就好像我们前面讲的，我们想 Krishna 五分钟，但是 Krishna 他想我们的其实要超过五分钟。
Yeah, he'll think of you maybe 7 minutes or 8 minutes.
他可能会想我们七分钟、八分钟。
And if you think of Krishna 24 hours a day, he will think of you 27 or 28 hours a day.
如果我们一天24小时想 Krishna, 他可能会一天27小时、28小时想。
Krishna gives much more than we can ever give to him.
Krishna 给我们的要远远多于我们能够给他的。
So if we approach him with pure devotion, here he will protect us.
如果我们以纯粹的份爱来接近他的话，他会保护我们。
How does this protection come?
这种保护来自于哪里呢？怎么来呢？
Krishna will protect us from Maya.
Krishna 会保护我们免于 Maya.
That he will not let us go into Maya. Sometimes devotees desire material enjoyment.
有时候奉献者会渴望一些物质的享乐。
Although this has nothing to do with devotional service.
虽然这些与奉献服务毫无关系。
So sometimes Krishna will have to let this person have material enjoyment.
所以有时候 Krishna 会让这个人去做这些物质享乐活动。
But then they suffer.
但是不久他们就感到痛苦。
Because they're trying to enjoy material things, so they meet with a lot of misery and suffering.
因为他们想要享受物质的东西，所以呢，他们会遇上很多悲痛的、不高兴的事情。
Then in their distress, then they will come to Krishna again.
然后他们感到沮丧的时候呢，他们就会再回到 Krishna 身边。
And they will come calling out to Krishna, please help me, save me.
他们会向 Krishna, 呼喊啊，请帮助我，请拯救我。
So Krishna arranges for us to suffer in the material world just to help us to approach him with more feeling.
所以呢 ，Krishna 安排我们在物质世界，只是让我们能够以更多的情感去接近他。
Of course, we have to learn how to protect ourselves from the miseries of material world.
所以当然我们应该知道怎样使自己来免于这些物质的痛苦。
We don't want to just let Krishna protect us.
我们并不只是说 Krishna 保，不是只是说 Krishna 保护我们。
We should not want to take service from Krishna.
我们不应该让 Krishna 来服务我们。
We want to give service to Krishna.
我们应该想要去服务 Krishna.
It's better to give to Krishna than to take from Krishna.
给 Krishna 要比从 Krishna 那边索取更好。
Yeah. If we can give something to Krishna, that's much better than taking.
如果我们能给 Krishna 一些东西，这比从 Krishna 那边拿东西要好。
We were saying this morning, we don't pray to Krishna to give us material things.
我们不会在早上说，我们向 Krishna 祈祷，他给我一些物质的东西。
We want to give to Krishna.
我们想要给 Krishna.
We want to give service to Krishna.
我们想要给 Krishna 服务。
But we have to also protect ourselves from Maya.
但同时，我们必须保护自己免于 Maya 的攻击。
How will we protect ourselves from Maya?
我们怎么能够保护自己免于玛雅攻击呢？
We must constantly engage in Krishna's service and be conscious of Krishna.
我们必须总是使自己致力于奉献服务，能够知觉到 Krishna.
Chanting the holy name.
唱诵圣名。
We know the story of Ajamila, the Brahmana who became degraded.
我们知道阿扎米拉的故事，那位堕落的婆罗门。
He was protected from going to hell because he had chanted the name of his son.
他只是因为唱诵了自己儿子的名字，就使自己免于地狱之苦。
He protected some. He didn't even know he was protecting himself.
他甚至不知道他自己通过这种方式可以保护自己。
But he got the benefit of chanting the name of the Lord.
但是他还是得到了唱诵主的圣名的益处。
Now, he was fortunate. He had chanted the name of the Lord when he was meant to leave his body.
所以呢，现在他离开去的那一刻呢，他因为唱诵圣名而得到了保护。
We also want to chant the name of the Lord when we leave this body.
我们同样也希望能够在当我们离开想要。即将离开去的时候呢，得到庇护。
Or at least we want to be able to hear the holy name.
至少我们想要在那时候能够听到圣名。
Yeah. We want to. But what if we have to leave the body suddenly? We don't get warning.
但是，如果一旦我们如果离开这个躯体的时候是忽然离开的，我们甚至没有得到任何预警警告。
Yeah, if nobody is there to remind us.
如果当时那个时候身边没有人可以提醒我们
Nobody is there to chant for us.
没有人可以在身边给我为我们唱诵圣名
And you're also not prepared.
我们自己都没有准备好
Suddenly you just fall.
忽然就我们就倒下去了
How can we protect ourselves?
我们怎么能保护我们自己呢
Well, we have Tusi neck beads. They protect us.
我们每个人都有突袭颈珠，它保护。
Yeah, that tells Yamaraj we are devotee of Krishna.
这个就是通过这个就是告诉 Yamaraj 我们是 Krishna 的奉献者。
Well, should always have the tulsi beads around our neck.
所以呢，我们必须一直要带着这个突袭颈珠。
Make our body auspicious.
这使我们的躯体。
Yamaraj told his servants, Yamadutas, never go near those devotees who have the tulsi beads and who chant the holy name.
Yamaraj 告诉他的仆人 Yamaduta, 不要接近那些挂着图拉西锦书唱诵圣名的人。
So we have to protect ourselves by doing things like keeping the tulsi beads around our neck and by.You sometimes you can put also tilak on your body.
其实我们就是以这种方式来保护自己。我们戴上颈珠，有时候还在身上涂上提拉克。
In China, we don't put tilak on the forehead.
在中国，我们那个前额上这个不涂提拉克。
But you could put tilak on the other parts of the body.
但是呢，我们可以在身体的其他其他部位涂上提拉克。
Every day, when you, after taking a bath, you can mark your body and chant the names of the Lord in the different parts of the body.
每一天，我们沐浴完以后呢，可以唱诵不同的主的不同名字，然后在不同的身体部位涂上提拉克。
You can put tilak on with water.
我们可以用水来涂提拉克。
And this is like an armor. It's like a spiritual armor. It protects the body.
这就像一位，他们就像灵性的卫士一样，武装，盔甲一样，保护我们躯体。
We have to chant the Om Keshavaya Namaha.
我们唱诵 Om Keshavaya Namaha.
Om Narayanaya Namaha.
Om Narayanaya Namaha.
Om Vasudevaya Namaha.
Om
Madhavaya Namaha, Om Govindaya Namaha. Yeah, all different temples are in all the parts of the body.
这是不同的，庙宇的部，我们身体的庙宇的不同的部分。
So these things help to protect us.
所以这些保护我们。
And the more we hear the message of the Bhagavad Gita.Then this will also help to protect us.
如果我们读圣典国家梵歌的讯息越多，越多聆听圣国家梵歌，这也会能够帮助我们保护我们自己。
You may say, "Oh, I can't remember what I can't remember."
我们你们可能会说，哎呀，我记不住啊。
It goes, sometimes it goes in the one ear, it comes out the other ear.
哎，我是一只耳朵进，一只耳朵出啊。
We have to, there's a story about a young boy was living with his grandfather.
有个故事讲的是一个小男孩，年轻人，他和他的父亲住在一块儿。
So every day the old man used to read the Bhagavad Gita.
所以呢，每天他的父亲，老人呢，他每天都读国家梵歌。
So the young man also did like his father and was reading the Bhagavad Gita.
所以呢，这男孩子也跟他的父亲在一起，也听国家梵歌。
But after some time, the young man told the old man, he said, you know, I'm reading Bhagavad Gita, but I can't remember anything, and I don't understand it.
那有一次呢，这个年轻人就对他，这个年老的说，他说我每天，虽然我每天都读，但是我却记不住，我也不理解。
So the old man said to the son, he said, They were living in a mountain place, and they were burning coal on the fire to keep the room warm.
他们呢是住在山上，所以呢他们就是生烧那个炭，使这个房子呢是暖和。
So there was some bag they were keeping the coal there at the site.
所以呢他们就是拿了一些炭。
There was a bag with the coal in it.
有一个他们家里呢就有一个袋子是专门装这个炭的。
So that he said to the boy, he said, take this bag. He said, I want you to go down the hill and bring some water.
他说，把这个袋炭你带上，我想要你呢到这个山下去打点水。
So the boy took the bag and he went down the hill, to try to get water in the bag. But when he came back, all the water had gone through the bag.
就是他们家里呢有个袋子，他们这个袋子呢是装那个炭的，所以呢他父亲就那个老长者呢，他就让这个孩子去用这个装炭的袋子去山下打点水，所以呢这男孩子他拿着袋子去山下打水的时候呢，回来的时候就没了。
So the man said to him, he said, you have to go faster, you didn't go fast enough, if you run, you can get some water.
所以呢这个长者就跟他说，说你必须要快，你很快的去，很快来，那个水还有。
So the young boy went running away with the bag, but he come back and still there was no water in the bag.
所以呢，那年轻人他很快的跑过去，他很快的跑回来，但是当他回来的时候，还是这个袋子还是空空的，都漏光了。
So then the young boy threw the bag down. He said, "Oh, this is stupid." He said, "I don't think this bag can be used to get water."
然后这个男孩就很生气，他。这个袋子扔到地上，他说：“这很愚蠢，这个东西一点都没有用。我拿这个东西不能起到作用。”
It's not going to help us to bring any water.
这根本就不能帮我们打到水。
But then the man said to the old man said to the young man, he said, "Just look at the bag now."
然后这个年长者对年轻人说：“现在你看看，你回去看看这个袋子变成什么样子。”
He said, "See the bag." He said, "See how clean it is now."
你看看它现在有多干净啊。
And when you first went, he said it was black, it was filthy. He said now it's become clean.
你刚刚去带它拿过去的时候，它是很黑的，很脏的。现在它很干净。
He said, "In the same way, you're hearing Bhagavad Gita."
同样，你在听，聆听国家梵歌。
And it's you're not remembering, and you can't understand it.
你记不住，你不理解。
But something is there.
但是有些东西还是在那里。
You're getting purified.
你得到了净化。
Because you're hearing, you're trying to hear.
因为你的聆听，因为你努力尝试着去聆听。
Maybe you're not getting 100% benefit.
可能。并不是得到了百分之百的利益好处。
But you're getting some benefit.
但是无论如何都是得到了一些好处。
Your heart is getting cleaned.
你的内心得到了净化。
Remember we were talking about all the dirty things in the heart?
记得我们刚才已经讲了我们内心所有的脏东西。
We have to clean them out.
我们必须把它们清除出去。
So we can do this by chanting the holy name.
所以呢，我们可以通过唱诵圣名来做。
And you can do it also by hearing Bhagavad Gita.
同样，我们也能够通过聆听国家梵歌。
By taking part in all the activities of the devotees.
通过让自己参与各种各样的奉献服务来净化。
Now we all like to take part in eating prasadam.
现在。我们知道大家都喜欢来做荣耀菩萨的这个活动。
Some temples, you know, when the prasadam is served, then there's always so many people.
但有些庙宇里，当有菩萨可以派发的时候呢，就会有很多人。
When it comes time for class, you know, there's only a few people.
但是当讲课的时间呢，来的人就寥寥无几。
And sometimes kirtan also, not many people.
有时候 kirtan, 举行 kirtan 的时候，人也不多。
But prasadam, wow, so many people.
但是 prasadam 的时候呢，哇，这么多人哦。
Yeah. People like that service.
人们喜欢做那样服，人们 prasadam 的服。
And they get purified.
但是他们还是得到净化。
But they can also get purified by hearing and chanting.
但是他们还可以通过聆听和唱诵得到净化。
So Krishna is explaining that if we engage fully in his activities, in his service, he will protect us.
So Krishna 讲了，如果一个人完全脱避于对自服务 Krishna 的话，他会保护这个人。
Even if we're not able to protect ourselves, Krishna will protect us.
即使我们不能保护自己 ，Krishna， 但是 Krishna 会来保护我们。
Krishna says.I will deliver the devotee.
Krishna 说我会解放我的奉献者。
We cannot deliver ourselves.
我会拯救我的奉献者。我们不能拯救自己。
We cannot help ourselves. We cannot make ourselves go back to Godhead.
我们不能使自己回归。我们不能凭自己的力量回归神圣。
But Krishna can take us back to Godhead.
但是 Krishna 可以把我们带回神，回归家园。
He will take us.And he will take that devotee who is absorbed in thinking of him.
他会带走那位总是沉浸于想念着意念着 Krishna 的人。
We have to train our mind to think of Krishna.
我们必须来训练我们的心意能够想着 Krishna.
Wherever when the mind wanders away, I have to bring it back.
当心意跑开的时候，我们必须把它拉回来。
Does your mind sometimes start to think about your family?
我们的心意是不是有时候会开始想家里人？
You're thinking about that son and or that grandson.
我们想着哎呀儿子啊，或者是孙子啊。
Or you're thinking something that happened 20 years ago or 40 years ago.
可能有时候会想着。一些二十几年前发生的事情，三十几年前发生的事情。
Yeah, you think like that? Something? Yeah, it's natural. The mind will think about the past.
这是很自然的，因为心意可能会想一些过往的事情。
But we have to bring the mind to think of Krishna.
但是我们必须使心意拉回来想 Krishna.
We want to think of Krishna.
我们想要想 Krishna.
We want to go to be with Krishna.
我们想要跟 Krishna 在一起。
And we have to practice constantly thinking of Krishna.
我们必须一直不断的训练，不断的能够持续想着 Krishna.
And it becomes easier when we're with the devotees.
所以，如果我们成为奉献者的话，就会变得更容易。
On our own, without devotees, it's not so easy.
如果我们不成为奉献者，让我们自己的力量，这不容易。
Our devotees in China have a hard time.
我们这些在中国的奉献者，条件更困难一些。
Yeah, we don't have any temple.
我们没有庙宇。
You cannot wear the devotee dress.
我们不能穿上奉献者的衣服。
It's difficult.
这非常困难。
But many devotees do very nice.
但是很多奉献者却做得很好。
Yeah, they will make great efforts to be Krishna conscious.
他们在具有 Krishna 知觉方面取得了很大的进步。
They have the altar in their home and they will do the arti every day.
他们做了很多努力，他们在家里设立神坛，每天服务。
So everything they cook, they will offer on the altar.
无论自己烹饪什么，他都会给 Krishna 供奉。
They're constantly playing the music of Krishna.
他们总是为 Krishna 演奏音乐。
Just like when I came here yesterday from the car, as soon as we came in the car, go open, I could hear very loud the music playing the music kirtan.
就像昨天我刚刚下车，我就听到了很响亮的音乐在 kirtan。
Yeah, I knew I had come to a spiritual place.
我知道我已经到了一个灵性的地方。
Because of the loud chanting of the holy name.
因为我听到一个很响亮的声音在唱主的圣名。
We have to do these things to keep ourselves, to protect ourselves from Maya.
我们必须做这些事情，保护我们从玛雅的从玛雅的这个威胁中保护自己。
As soon as we forget, as soon as we don't think of Krishna, immediately Maya comes.
一旦我们不想 Krishna 的时候，马上 Krishna 玛雅就来。
Just like as soon as we put the light switch out.This room is dark.
就好像我们一旦把这个灯的开关打开，这个黑暗就没有。
Doesn't take a moment, just one second. Immediately turn the switch. Darkness everywhere.
这只是瞬间的事情，只是一秒钟打开，然后整个就黑暗就完全消失了。
In the same way, as soon as we forget Krishna, we don't think of Krishna, Maya.
同样，我们。一旦没有记得 Krishna， 同时 Maya 马上就来了。
We have to be very careful.
我们必须非常小心。
Always remember Krishna.
总是记着 Krishna.
Never forget Krishna.
永远不要忘记 Krishna.
Then we can be Krishna conscious.
这样我们就能够具有 Krishna 知觉。
It's not, you can't say, I'm a vegetarian, I should go, no, vegetarians don't go back to Godhead.
我们不能说我是素食者，不，素食者不能回归神所。
Vegetarians, they'll just stay in the heaven, they may go to heavenly planets, they may come back in this world.
那些素食者可能他们会达到那个天堂星球，但是他们今生却不能回归神所。
You can...Some people they're sitting and doing. Some people are doing meditation.
有人在打坐冥想。
They sit very nicely.
他们坐的姿坐姿很好。
But they don't do anything.
但是他们却什么都不做。
No activities.
没有活动啊。
Just they don't do any bad things.
他们没有做一些坏事情。
But they don't do any good also.
但是他们同时也没有做什么好事情。
So that's not spiritual.
所以这不是灵性。
They also can't go back to Godhead.
他们也能够回归神所。
Because only the one who is engaged in service can go back to Godhead.
他们不能回归神所，因为只有那些做奉爱服务的人才能回归神所。
One who is doing, who is conscious of Krishna, serving Krishna.
当一个人他能够知觉到 Krishna 在服务 Krishna 的时候
with love
而且是带着爱心去这样做
some people are conscious of Krishna they hate Krishna so they're conscious of
有人知觉 Krishna 但他们却恨 Krishna
Kamsa
比如说 Kamsa
he's always remembered thinking of Krishna he wants to kill him
他总是记着 Krishna 他想要杀死他杀死 Krishna
we want to remember Krishna and love with love.
我们想要带着爱去记着 Krishna.
We don't envy Krishna.
我们不嫉妒 Krishna.
We love Krishna.
我们爱 Krishna.
So we give instead of just giving our love to the family and to the dog, you have to love Krishna.
我们不是把爱给家人，给一条狗。而是我们应该把爱给 Krishna.
When we have love for Krishna, then Krishna takes us back to his abode.
如果当我们对 Krishna 有爱的时候，这样然后 Krishna 就把我们带到他的王国去。
And once you go back to Krishna's abode, you never want to come back here.
一旦我们到了 Krishna 的王国，我们就不会再想要回来。
So, this is the goal that we have to take Krishna's protection.
所以这就是我们的目标，要我们必须能够想要去得到 Krishna 的保护。
Maya does not protect.
Maya 不能够帮保护我们。
Maya's job is to punish.
Maya 的职责是惩罚。
She will kick us.
他会踢我们。
She will give us a lot of pain and suffering.
她会给我们很多痛苦和苦恼。
If we don't surrender to Krishna, we surrender to Maya.
如果我们不向 Krishna 皈依，不向 Krishna 臣服的话，我们就会皈依于 Maya.
So, Krishna is encouraging us. We should surrender to him.
所以 Krishna 在这里鼓励我们，应该向他皈依。
Any question?
有什么问题吗？
We are in old ages and we have some family members. If, when they are dying, what should we do?
We should try to chant the holy name.
我们应该，如果有条件的话，试着唱 Hare Krishna 圣名，唱诵圣名。
If they don't like to hear the holy name, then that will be a problem.
如果他们不喜欢听的话，那可能有问题比较大，比较难，比较困难。
什么时候唱好
呢？你说是他们往生，是指他们离开躯体以后是吧？
离开躯体
是。
这家，我们这现在好像家里生病时，您唱呢还是死要去唱？
Oh, when to chant? Before dying or after dying?
After dying. Both. You should always chant.
你应该总是唱，两个情况下都要唱。
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Kirtaniya Sadahari. Always chant the holy name every moment.
Chaitanya 说，
这次我们碰到了啦，斯巴拉克斯的那个他，假如死了，那我们这个父亲能做什么了？家里不好拿去烧，
yeah, you chant,
对不对啦？
嗯 ，You have to chant.
就唱
唱
歌是呢？什么地方唱好？怎么样组织唱？我们都不懂啊。
Oh, where to chant?
Anywhere and everywhere, chant.
任何地方，任何时候都要唱。
If you have an altar, temple, chant there.
如果有神坛，家里有设神坛，如果特别有庙的话，在那里唱。
When a devotee dies, they will chant. They will carry the body to the 火葬场。
火葬场。
They will carry the body with kirtan, chanting.
当奉献者离开躯体的时候，人们会抬着这个躯体。然后一路到火车上的路上，一路唱过去。
And when they're burning the body, we'll have a big kirtan.
当躯体火化的时候，我们会再举行一个很大的 kirtan。
这家好像火葬场也好唱啊，这家。那好像我们这些这家，哎呦，到他家里唱呢，还是什么这个唱呢？那叫谁听呢？
who to listen?
Yeah.
We listen.
我们听。
这是我们自己听。
我们自己需要听。
我们自己需要听。
那
如果别的人听，他们也有说的好处。
还是讲不清楚
了。
对，
马哈拉的意思。
那我们这样给他有利哎。
For all the family, all the relatives, everybody who's there, they all need to hear the holy name.
如果当时有亲戚家人在场的话，他们都需要听，整个家人都需要听。
他的意思就是说，像佛教的，我们唱是唱给那个离开躯体的人有好处。
they also benefit. The person who is the soul which is leaving the body also benefits if there's chanting performed at that time.
如果唱诵的话，不光是这个离开躯体的人，他有好处，他肯定是也有好处的。我们自己也会有好，也好，然后对周围的家人朋友都好。他们就说离开躯体的，包括我们自己跟周围家人，我们都需要听圣音。
Yeah, she can't understand how the dead man can hear.
你可能不知道死人怎么能听得到。就我们叫为他唱了，那他怎么知道为他唱呢？对呀。That
is your ignorance.
这就是你的愚昧。
你不知道灵魂可以听到。对的了，我们也知道好像两点，我家好像耶稣呀，耶稣，耶稣基督就是耶稣啊，耶稣他那个家人死掉去的话，他们有一套东西拿去做的呢，对不对啦？那我们呢怎么做呢？
可是，那个唱老歌，可是，they had a program procedure how to do after people left the body. So
we have our program is after the body is burned, you get the ashes and you can put it in the river or in the sea.
我们的程序就是说，当这个躯体火化以后，把这个骨灰呢可以。 撒到这个河里，撒到大海里，有这样的仪式，仪式就是它是一个仪式，不是说好像就是只是丢随便丢进去。你刚才说就是说基督教有一套他们的仪式啊，一套程序啊，那我们程序就是说，当这个骨灰火化以后呢，撒向大海啊，这是有仪式的。
If it's possible, even take it to India and put in the river Ganges.
如果可能的话。 你把这个骨灰呢拿到印度去，把它撒到恒河里去。
And that way you get, you get relieved of all sins.
这样子的话，这个他就会从所有的罪恶中、罪恶活动中解脱出来。
And then you can also do some charity in the name of the person who left the body.
<笑>我先关掉手机。那个关于如何就说处理我们亲人离开躯体，月亮爬住在一本小册子上写的很清楚。 有一本小册子上写的很清楚，如何？没有，您去就询问一下，放图拉斯叶到恒河水，然后 Kirtan 它是一个也是一个祭祀，我们是祭祀给 Krishna 的，你们就可以组织你们几个在家里 Kirtan 就可以，不需要到特别的地方去。然后后面，姑妈拉就讲的是最好，如果你们有条件的话，最好把亲人的骨灰带到恒河。
And after the soul's left the body, then if it's a person's a devotee, usually a feast is offered in the name of the devotee.
我们呢还可以就是有一个就是以这个离开躯体的这个奉献者的名义捐款，还有就是说为以这个奉献者的名义来做这个派发大餐。
Yeah. That way, then all the devotees will bless the person who left the body.
所有的奉献者都会祝福这位离开躯体的奉献者。
Because they're having a big feast in his name.
因为以他的名义做了很大宴。
So they will all bless him.
所以他们都会祝福他。
And this way he's elevated.
通过这种方式，这个离开躯体的灵魂他就得到了提升。
现在这个古罗巴呢，就是这样，好像是到时候我们父母亲离开躯体了，然后就邀请很多的奉献者来到这里，我们出钱把那个买很多很好的东西供奉毗湿那，然后就是配发这些个 devotee， 然后就 devotee 就是提升圣女，就是这些个功德，就是说他们都会得到好礼物的，就是使得这个离开躯体这个人他会得到好处，就是这么去做，是这样去做。
嗯，离开躯体的。
People
left body. Yeah, will benefit if we utilize it. Yeah, yeah, definitely. Continue. This is the answer. We have two things. Two things. We have 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 two things. We也是奉献者，而这是 Gaura Hari Das， 所以他离开身体的时候，有一些奉献者从兰州，他们也到那个地方参加那个活动，他们也安排一个大节日，他们奉献者都来了，他们也将他的荣耀，他记忆他的逍遥时光，他们都将他。做什么服务，他们记得他怎么样啊，他们这样的，他们也放他的照片在圣坛，而在圣坛的旁边他们也供放食物在他的照片上面，有很多人参加，应该是可能一个 他的身体卖他们卖身体以后三天以后或者五天以后，
就是把这个遗体落葬以后三五天以后，他们举行这样活动。
不是马上，他们一个月以后或者一个星期以后，
不是说立刻他们就做这个活动，可能是一个星期或一个月，当他们是选了一个大节日这样子。
只是呢，就是说现在就是说作为佛教徒，他们把这个也有这样类似的程序，但是他把它当作一种功利性活动来做，他认为所有这些虔诚活动都是像公益一样的够给这个离开躯体的人，那么是不是我们唱的这个是也类似的，属于 karma kanda 之路这样子的？
也不是 karma kanda， 因为我们的活动都是跟 Krishna 有关系。当然我知道佛教的人他们也做那个祭祀，他们很长时间他们的那个人的身体还在那边呢，他们花了很多钱到他们的活动，
他们把这些都叫回向，都给离开去、
可是都是帮助那个离开身体的人，所以我们也希望你帮助他们，可是我们的帮助是为了他有更好的机会做服务。
但是我们不讲我们功德，
我们就是取入亏损了，
就是我们是这样做是帮助这位离开躯体的奉献者，他能够更好的做服务，因为他灵魂离开这个躯体，他能够
成就他的灵魂，
真正的自由，
成就他的灵魂，
我将来就是捆绑他
啊，
现在都是
都是他我们的活动都是我们派 prasada、我们唱诵 Krishna 的名字，所以这个没有功利，不是功利性好，类似的，但这样当然是类似的，可是也不一样。
目标，
就是比如说像我们那边有些奉出席奉献者，他会认为这样子跟佛教的一样。
我们去，这是一个呀，用这个是抽鱼呀，也很好。没有那么高的利益。
我们说 RT
好，
哈利波特，
谢谢
老师，谢
谢，谢谢古鲁德，
谢
谢，
谢
谢，谢谢，谢谢，谢谢，谢谢，谢谢，谢谢，谢谢，谢谢，谢谢，谢谢，谢谢，谢谢，谢谢，谢谢，谢谢，谢谢，谢谢，谢谢，谢谢，谢谢，谢谢，谢谢，谢谢，谢谢，谢谢，谢谢，谢谢，谢谢，谢谢，谢谢，谢谢，谢谢，谢谢，谢谢，谢谢，谢谢，谢谢，谢谢，谢谢，谢谢，谢谢，谢谢，谢谢，谢谢，谢谢，谢谢，谢谢，谢谢，谢谢，谢谢，谢谢，谢谢，谢谢，谢谢，谢谢，谢谢，谢谢，谢谢，谢谢，谢谢，谢谢，谢谢，谢谢，谢谢，谢谢，谢谢，谢谢，谢谢，谢谢，谢谢，谢谢，谢谢，谢谢，谢谢，谢谢，谢谢，谢谢，谢谢，谢谢，谢谢，谢谢，谢谢，谢谢，谢谢，谢谢，谢谢，谢谢，谢谢，谢谢，谢谢